Well, there was a lot of controversy around here yesterday, to say the least, with the tennis situation. You know, we do AMA every Wednesday at 7. I'll answer any question you want to ask. I mean, anything. You can ask on Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. Seltzer will choose the best of the best. I'll answer them. 7 o'clock today. So get the questions in about the tennis situation or anything else. 215-592-9494. You also can come to the table on the phone lines and ask about the tennis situation. And you can also ask Seltzer, why did that song just...
Yeah, I was adding something and it just... yeah. It boom. Normally doesn't go off and it just went man. Off right there.
Yes.
Talk about mixing it down.
Yes. Holy...
Yeah, ready? There we go.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That sounded like Led Zeppelin when Bonham died. They were just done. Oh, that was man. It. It was over.
I wouldn't have gone there, but
it
yeah.
was, it was over in a moment.
That, it was like the end of The Sopranos.
Right, exactly. Exactly. All right, 215-592-9494. We also have not one but two Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. In 2025, Armin Chevrolet celebrates 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. Poll question number one. Was it the right decision to cancel Joe versus Jack's tennis match yesterday due to concern about extreme heat? Yes or no? When I say cancel, you know, I could use the word postpone. Thank you, Devin, for the correction. I guess I should have
welcome.
The word postpone in
anytime.
There. Second poll question. Do you think the Phils will make a meaningful trade today? The reality is there's only today and tomorrow. That's it. Trade deadline. Today and tomorrow. 6 o'clock tomorrow. Do you think they make what we're calling a meaningful trade today? Yes or no? All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Kick it off with Patrick in Tabernacle. Good morning, Patrick.
Morning, everybody. How we doing?
Doing great, Patrick.
John Ritchie, congratulations, buddy.
Thank you, Patrick.
Good job.
Thanks.
So, listen, man, Dombrowski, you know what? He's not doing anything, I think, at this point, first of all. And Middleton came out. He kind of, I think, set us all straight and said, hey, we have, you know, he's got tickets to sell 5 years, 10 years down the road. But I'm in on anything. If I'm offering, you know, listen to any offer. But as far as the Eagles go, John Ritchie, you're so fired up, man. You get fired up every year with this training camp. You know, but
they're good. We have a good team.
I know, but listen, I keep saying with Big Fangio, are we watching culture just continually being created? Because I can't tell you who's what, this, that, and the other. We haven't even played a game yet. But boy, it just sounds like he's really just whipping a whole locker room into shape.
I cannot get over. There is a. I heard someone talking yesterday, it might have been Hugh, talking about the hive mindset. Like, there really is a like-mindedness in the NovaCare and in the facility. Everyone is
I don't know about
so
that, John.
Focused on
well,
getting what do you know?
Well,
on,
no,
on
well,
getting
I'm talking
the
I'm
repeat the,
no,
the
repeat sure.
performance of
yeah.
last season
yeah.
without all the junk, you know, filter everything else out. That's yeah. the
well,
that's
can,
the sole focus.
You can hear it in the players and the coaches, and it's not just Fangio, it's Nick Sirianni. I mean, if you really listen to a lot of the players talk, they have, and this was last season as well, it's same messaging, but even, you know, the new guys are using the phrases like, you know, keep the
yeah,
main thing
sure.
the main thing, tough detail together, iron sharpens iron. You know, they use these same
yeah.
sayings to motivate them that
in.
Clearly are, you know, resonating.
Well, just to be clear, no, I agree with both of you. What I was saying, what I found very bizarre yesterday is how Fangio kind of went out of his way to say on a Dory Jackson, like, I barely even watch film on the guy.
Yeah, he was pretty harsh.
That was
on
a Bryce Huff reference, don't you think?
Yeah, like
I mean, it was I didn't think he wouldn't play him.
I mean, it was kind of a. I thought it was like a little bit of a shot at Howie, to be honest.
I thought
you.
When
I thought
read
it was very bizarre
earlier. I thought, you know, he was very much praising Adoree.
No,
and then
no.
when I listened
oh
to them,
God.
There is a big difference in context between reading and hearing.
I agree with you. Yeah, no,
but
I mean, I agree with John that he's challenging him,
Jackson
but
is out there with the starters as much or more.
Keeley was a little bit more yesterday, I think.
That could be a way to test him, too, though. That could be a way to see, is this guy good enough? Let's put him out there and see what happens.
I'm just telling you, the proof in the pudding, I don't think a guy's out there getting reps for nothing.
Well, I mean, just remember this. Devin White was out there last year with the starters.
He was.
And
understand.
Then, you know,
I understand. So. And as,
and so is Bryce Huff
as
early
a
on.
Veteran.
Yeah, of course.
As a veteran, you have to prove that you deserve that extra, whatever the pay bump is, you deserve the extra reverence, you deserve the extra, you know, attention that a veteran gets. So he's going to have to play better. He's going to have to prove himself during camp.
Right,
but that's why the challenge went out.
Sure. Patrick, what'd you make of the tennis situation?
Yeah, listen, I told Spike Eskin really has got to shut his mouth, man. He's becoming so damn annoying to me.
Wow.
Listen, I'm pretty certain a guy like that just cannot appreciate what it's like to work outside. You know what I mean? And, like, I work outside and I get beat up in this. I ain't getting any younger. But let me tell you something. There's, you know, we live in a world of liability. You know, this isn't 1925. It's 2025. Joe, you had absolutely nothing to do with this, and it's just a bunch of nonsense. And you know what? He's just, I don't know. I don't want to say what I'm really thinking, but just, wait, shut your mouth a minute. Just,
Patrick.
Tell him, Patrick.
All right.
Shots fired.
He does need to shut his mouth a little bit. Like, let's be honest, right? I mean, popping off every day.
Oh,
it's like I
God.
Tune in and I'm so mad about this thing. It's like, all right, dude.
A bit of a baby about
it. Big
dog. Going wild.
Mommy's
yesterday.
Getting a little upset. You know what I'm saying?
Big time. All right, some of what Spike said, you'll hear it coming up next. Also, how you can win Phillies tickets for the Friday night game. We'll get to that. And all the calls and all these topics. Are you concerned about the D or encouraged with what John's telling you? I mean, just, do you think there's enough on defense for this team to be exceptional again? The defense doesn't have to be exceptional, but they can't be horrendous. It can't be horrendous. And they might need to be might need to be better than average. What do you make of it? They lost a lot. They brought others in. What do you make of it? 215-592-9494. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
Buying a diamond can be a risky endeavor. If you're not careful, you can overpay big time. Every diamond is unique, and the slightest differences can affect its value in a big way. Even diamonds that have the same grading report on paper can look very different. Don't risk it. Don't end up with an overpriced, cloudy diamond. Get the diamond she deserves at Benari Jewelers. The diamond ring that Rachel, Yoni, and Abby at Benari helped us create, it's exquisite because the diamond is dazzling. Benari Jewelers in Exton and Newtown Square is Philly's trusted source for the highest quality, best cut diamonds. Each one is hand-picked for brilliance. Each one is graded by the most reputable gem lab. At Benari, they look at 100 diamonds and only choose 5 or 6 of them to put in their showcases. So picky, it's so hard to choose, but it's a great problem to have. You'll see the one that's right, and you'll fall in love with the diamond and the ring and the way it makes you both feel. And I can tell you now from experience that when someone's wearing a Benari diamond, you can tell from across the room. It has a special kind of brilliance. Isn't that what she deserves? Check out Benari Jewelers. You will thank me. Showrooms in Exton and Newtown Square.